Hi there. Welcome to SMS Marketing Group's podcast that's called Handling Hay and Social Media. My name is Janika. I'm the director of marketing and I listen to podcasts all the time. So I listen throughout the day. So I'm excited to be doing a podcast now. In just a year, I grew our sister company from 400 views a month on our Facebook videos to about 500,000 per month. And I did a lot of this with a lot of free tools and a lot of advice from other people. So I wanted to kind of talk about that today. And in the next podcast, I will talk about those actual free tools that I used so that you guys can use those too. I didn't major in marketing. I don't have an extensive background in social media, but I put about 3,000 hours into last year into training myself. So that included a lot of like YouTube videos and a lot of conferences and webinars and just a lot of learning. So don't think that, you know, you have to be some sort of expert, but you will have to put some time into it. You know, the first thing I want to talk about is, you know, find someone that you really connect with, whether that's someone you know or someone you don't know. That person for me was Gary Vaynerchuk. If you haven't heard of him, he's an entrepreneur. He has a digital agency that services Fortune 500 companies. He's an author, like I've read all his books. He gives talks all the time. I love his personality. He has this like take no shit personality. He says it like it is. He doesn't like excuses. Well, I tried the social media, but it didn't work because of this or because of someone's opinion or, you know, he says that you just kind of have to get out there and do it. And that he started with zero followers too, you know, and now he has millions and millions and helps people all around the world. So the two biggest pieces of advice that I got from watching Gary's speeches, one was he said, you know, and this was last year, but he said, spend the majority of your advertising money on Facebook and Google, right? So keep doing everything else. Keep doing YouTube and Snapchat and Twitter and Instagram and your blogs and your podcasts and website, everything. But as far as actual money, spend the most on Facebook and Google because that's right now the cheapest for the most return, you know? You can reach a lot of people, and that's where people are. You know, they're on social media and they're on Google, no matter what industry you're in, okay? A lot of people in ag think that people aren't on social media, but they definitely are. So that was a great piece of advice that I learned from him. And if you're on Facebook for business, you can, and you have a business page, you can watch other pages. So, I mean, you can watch Gary, you can watch the other people, you can watch your competitor, you know, and see what they're doing. Okay. And that's the other thing that he really taught me was like, look at what you buy, look at who you follow on social media and see what they're doing, you know? So I did that. One of the people that I really looked at was John Deere, because, you know, I'm in the ag industry. And so I looked at John Deere and what they were doing, and how they have, you know, like 3 million followers. And they're doing one thing that is really great is they're doing different content on each of their platforms, and they're doing the right content on each of the platforms. So say on Facebook, they'll have a short video, like an action video with captions that is targeted towards, you know, a certain audience. That's great. If they have like a behind the scenes type thing, that might be better for Snapchat, right? If they have longer content videos, that's YouTube. If they have a pretty picture of maybe an old John Deere tractor or something, that would be on Instagram. So they're really playing the game right as far as where they're putting this content, because each platform is different. So your customers want to see something different on those platforms. So, and they're never saying like, buy, buy, buy. You know, they're always just saying, this is our product. This is a product running. This is, you know, that was another thing. I guess that's the third thing that I really learned from Gary Vaynerchuk was provide value. Like, no one comes on social media wanting a sales pitch. So provide value, you know, provide a cool video of something running or insight in your industry that other people might not have, or, you know, just a cool picture or behind the scenes at your company, or, you know, something like that, that you need to provide value. And that's what brings brand awareness versus blowout sale. You know, no one comes on social media to do that. And so people will not respond as well. Look at people that you like, see what they're doing. You don't have to do everything they're doing, but see if they're doing things right. And you can mimic that, you know, see what they're doing. Do they use emojis? Do they use links? Do they use hashtags? Whatever that is, just get a good grasp of what they're doing right and try to mimic that. One of the last things that really helped me was, like, just getting organized, getting a content calendar. So even if you're doing it in, like, Excel or something, like, just get yourself a calendar and put exactly when you're gonna post all these things, right? And you can, you know, generally Google, like, when's the best time to post on Facebook? When are the most users on Facebook? Because that data's out there, right? But also, you know, do your own tests, like, post something at noon and see if more people do it or look at it than at night or at 11 p.m. at night, or, you know, and same thing goes for different social media platforms. There's stats out there on, you know, how much people are on Twitter during the day versus Facebook on the weekends, or, you know, just all that data is out there. So you can put that on your content calendar too. You know, at this point, I'm going to post this piece of content. I'm going to do it at this time of day. I'm going to target these people in my Facebook business targeting, you know. That really helped so that you're not just throwing things at your social media. That's not going to work. And that's going to look sloppy. So those are really the things that helped me at the beginning. So, you know, find someone that you like that is doing great on social media. Try to follow that. Get some free tools. Facebook has great free tools, but I'll talk about all of that in the next episode. Watch what others are doing. Get organized. Get some content. Create content. Learn what you're doing. And that should be a really good start. And don't, you know, provide value in what you're doing. Don't sell, because people are there, you know, to be social, not to get sold to. So, I hope you listen to our next episode. It'll be about all the free tools, that I use, and I thank you. All right. Bye.